want to read a few passages from the Bible. Can we read from the screen? No, we can't do it yet. I don't know why, but okay. We're going to read from the book, from the Bible. They're really known verses very well. We know them very well. And I believe that I understand in my heart that the time has come it's time to strengthen our theological knowledge about God. And a few years ago, God forbid me he kind of encouraged me to stop all the knowledge I had gathered from all, listening to all these sermons online, reading all these articles, and to say, I want to know you from the beginning, as if I didn't have all gathered all the knowledge already. Just open the Bible and read it as if you didn't know God, with this eagerness. And if you follow your flesh nature, you will grow the bad fruit that leads to death. If you live spiritually, you grow spiritual fruit, and that leads to life. And who wants to live with Christ in their hearts? And unfortunately, today we have so many false teachings, false messages about Christ, and the messages are really appealing to the fleshly nature. And as we read the Bible, we know that one of the goals of Christian is to crucify their flesh nature, their ego. But today, unfortunately, in church, we see so many teachings that they just praise that kind of lifestyle that are like lifting up your fleshly nature, and they're not even seeing anything wrong in it. And the darkness is really even the worse if we don't really see it, if we don't dispose it, and we call it the light. And I want to today I will look in a few of these teachings that we have to just root out of church. We have to get rid of them. We have to, even though if you're already used to listening to certain teachers, if you have this habit of listening a sermon every day, it's okay, but know that you can gather a lot of false information. And it's not surprising when your head is full of spaghetti. You feel so spiritual just because you have gathered all this knowledge and information. But when you come to simple life situations, you find yourself that you're struggling to go through simple challenges and you don't have any fruit. You haven't brought any fruit in life. And you fail at simple things in life. And God is calling us to come back to the simple Word of God, the simple words in the Bible. God is speaking to us through His Word, through the Bible. And it's not somebody else's Bible He's speaking through. He's speaking through your personal Bible. And not only to pastors, to leaders, but to you as well. He desires you. He desires being with you. He saved you for Himself. And He is calling the church to the foundation. Without the foundation, nobody can stand. Nobody will stand. And we're going to read from Matthew 6:19. And that is just going to help me read. Because I have vision issues. It's called, from 19, verse 19. Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moths and vermin destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where moths and vermin do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. The eye is the lamp of the body. If your eyes are healthy, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eyes are unhealthy, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light within you is darkness, for how great is that darkness? For no one can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money. Therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. And you, are you not much more valuable than they? Can any of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the flowers of the field grow. They do not labor or spin. And yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of them. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will not He much more clothe you, you of little faith? So do not worry, saying, what shall we eat or drink or wear? For the pagans run after these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. Seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble on its own. And another will be from Philippians. Kuris skyrius? Philippians 3, from 1st until 16. Father, my brothers and sisters, rejoice in the Lord. It is no trouble for me to write the same things to you again, and it is a safeguard for you. Watch out for these, for those dogs, those evildoers, those mutilators of the flesh. For it is we who are the circumcision, we who serve God by His Spirit, who boast in Christ Jesus, and who put no confidence in the flesh. Though I myself have reasons for such confidence, if someone else thinks they have reasons to put confidence in the flesh, I have more. Circumcised on the eighth day of the people of Israel, of the tribe of Benjamin, a Hebrew of Hebrews, in regard to the law, a Pharisee. As for zeal, persecuting the church. As for righteousness based on the law, faultless. But whatever were gains to me, I now consider loss for the sake of Christ. What is more, I consider everything a loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for those for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them garbage that I may gain Christ and be found in Him, not having a righteousness of my own that comes from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ. The righteousness that comes from God on the basis of faith. I want to know Christ. Yes, to know the power of His resurrection and participation in His sufferings, becoming like Him in His death, and so somehow attaining to the resurrection from the dead. Not that I have already obtained all of this or have already arrived at my goal, but I press on the take. I press on to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Brothers and sisters, I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. But one thing I do, forgetting what is behind, I straining toward what is ahead, I press on toward the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenward in Christ Jesus. I only took these two examples, passages from the Bible. And they show what is really important, what is the most important, and what is should come in the second place, what shouldn't become our goal, our main motivation and purpose. And Paul says he had everything. He had all the recognition, all the riches, education. And he said, I treated it as garbage because I compared all of that. It's nothing, he said, compared to what I can have in Christ. All these things look like nothing. And there are so many teachings today in church that say, have faith in God and then you will have. And then they give you the full list of what you will gain. You will have everything. Wife, house, husband, villa, car, good promotions in job. You can just give me never-ending suggestions of what they promise. The message is just have faith, just believe in Jesus and you will have all of it. And if you don't have it, if you don't see these results, maybe try a bit harder. Try have more faith. And very quickly, these such people, they become basically they are disappointed in God that they didn't receive what they wanted, and they quickly just turned away. Yes, it's like saying that He didn't grant all of your wishes, all of your desires. And if we have I want to tell you one big secret, but don't tell anyone because it's a secret. All of us will die one day. Everyone will have to leave this earth. Everyone will have to go away. There will be we just will stop to exist on this earth, and there is nothing you can take with you, nor your family, nor your houses, and you will just vanish. And sometimes we're so attached to this earth that even God can't take you out from the place. And how Paul is saying in the Bible, they're writing that they're suffering here. They're saying, how much more do I have to be on this earth? They can't wait to meet Lord in person, to be in their heavenly home. They don't feel like they're home. They feel like they're just guests, passengers on this earth. Do you understand that we are like visitors, like God is giving us this permit, this visa to be here on the earth, but one day we will have to go home. We will have to go to our heavenly home, and you already have the nationality, the passport, and all the price for you to get there is already prepaid. And pagans, these people who doesn't believe in God, it's natural for them to only concentrate on earthly things because they don't have anything else. But among Christians, we should see beyond. We should see beyond these things, because that's not what this is. You're really in a bad situation if you only put your trust on these things, on these treasures of earth. I know, I understand from a perspective of human being, because we all live in fleshly bodies in this nature, but I cannot allow myself to let this lie rooted in church and deceive so many people. And now I'm gonna write down what you suggest. What do you think is these things that God adds up to your life? I will sum up all the material things, basically. It can be treasures, food, clothes, material things. Now it's your suggestions. And I'm just, yeah. I'm gonna write more of these things. What is just classified as things that are only added up to your life. It's education, job, position, ministry. It might sound surprising, but it's added up. It's like an add-on to your life, a ministry. Whatever you do, it can also be an add-on. That? What else can we suggest? Somebody suggested family. Friends. How about children? I just want to separate, like, put it separately from family, children. Husband, wife. Grandchildren. Friends we have already mentioned. So basically, all these things you can mention, what is given to people as a, like, add-on or just given in life. It can be also the health, business. Laws from governments? No, I'm more talking about what we seek, what we search in life, what we desire. So maybe not, because people, it's not like they really truly desire to follow all the restrictions of the government that sometimes they put on society. But I think beauty or image, it's both very important for men and women. But yes, your body, your image, or physical strength, talents, gifts. Because people very often think, oh, what talents do I have? What abilities? Basically, just what we are able to do, our talents. and take a picture to memorize that. And we have one chair left, so let's think of what else can it be. Let's move towards more spiritual things. Somebody suggested sufferings. Sufferings, yes, but nobody really sees it. We don't really normally see say, oh, more sufferings, please God. But nobody really says that. Holy Spirit, yes, but I want to put it in another category. We'll later on mention other things. But maybe it could be all the blessings. So it can be like spiritual gifts. We already mentioned talents. This can be like spiritual talents and gifts. The ones that we use to serve church, maybe somebody in church are comparing them to one another, thinking, oh, he can dance, he can sing, he sings on stage, but all I do is serve in the making food, and they just put themselves down, comparing to the spiritual gifts others have. And maybe we can also mention the church, the community, your church. And I don't mean the building, but I mean like a gathering of believers, that gathering of Christians, the church, home groups, somebody suggests pastors. Pastors? Can be as well, pastors, leaders, because we all want them to be great. That's like given to us as well. So, there are important things. And then the most important things. And if everything is put in their places, then everything is okay. And all these things that we mentioned, they're not bad from themselves. There's nothing wrong with these things. But it's just the matter of how much importance we put on these things and in which place we categorize them, if we make them a priority or not in life compared to other things. And the Bible, these verses that we read, they said that God sees our needs and he will give according to what we need. And there's also this verse that says, you desire, but you do not get. It's because you desire the wrong things just to satisfy yourself, your pleasure, to satisfy your lusts and desires. But that's not the purpose of God, you know, just to grant all of our wishes. But sometimes people are caught up in this chasing of more and more, and they, at the end of life, realize that they didn't even enjoy life. They were always running after something, seeking something, chasing. But never they have tried to resist and crucify their fleshly nature. For God, He doesn't really He doesn't want to take away everything from us, and He can really give us everything. But that's not His main purpose. His purpose is to save us, is to save our souls. He doesn't want just to pour out us with riches. And we know from our practice, when we get something new, like a car, new car, and you know how long the joy lasts, that excitement. You know that when you get something, you want more, because our nature, it's never satisfied. The purpose of our enemy is to distract us from faith, is to distract our concentration on real things. And yes, all these additives, these are really tempting and everyone seeks them. But it comes with this lie that when you have all of it, you will be fulfilled, you will be happy. And the wife or husband that you really desired comes into your life. And then you face this thought that, oh, it's not what I expected. It didn't make me feel how I expected. It's more difficult than I expected. And it's the same thing with all other things when we finally achieve them. It feels like still something is missing. Something is missing from our lives. If we put these things as the most important, and if we come back to the Matthew, the Gospel of Matthew, it says, seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things, other things, will be given to you as well. And do you know when people say, okay, so I'm going to act according to this verse, as it says, I have to seek first His kingdom. So people think, okay, I will seek His kingdom. I will seek His face, His presence. I will seek to know Him. And then He will give me husband or wife. He will make me rich. So people make this logical assumption that if they see God, they kind of they follow this thing just to receive what they desire. But when you truly see God, when you truly seek His presence and to know Him, everything puts in the right perspective, gets in the wrong place. You finally understand that if you meet the real living God, that's really all you need to be in His presence, in His peace, in His joy. Nothing else can replace that. And then you have this attitude, this mindset that even though I don't get any of these things, these additives, I will still be happy. I will still be able to be happy and rejoice in God. God is good. He doesn't... it's not like that He can't give you these things. It's not like He doesn't want to give you these things. And He sometimes... Yeah, He grants... He fulfills the desires of our heart. If He sees that it will work out for good, that it will strengthen your faith, it will strengthen your trust. If He wants to show you His love and goodness, but still, He wants to make our hearts have this attitude that even if you don't get that, I guess, family, or you will still be worshiping God and be grateful and rejoice in Him. And still feel like you're a complete person. You have a purpose, and you have fulfilled your life. So the motive for seeking a husband or a wife, or to the desire to have a family, shouldn't be that it will make you complete, it will fulfill you as a person. But everything has to serve to glory God, to glorify God. And I'm really thankful for people who come here and they testify from their lives of God's goodness, what He's doing in their lives, how He's faithful. Yeah, that's really, basically, it really strengthens our faith to hear how God has changed some situations. Everything is okay with that. I just don't want Christians to think that the purpose of Christianity is to fulfill all of our needs and desires. So basically, for example, when a person is being set free from some addictions, they're liberated from these addictions, for example, alcoholism, is a result. It's a result of faith. It's a result of when you come and meet God. But for example, and that's great. But for example, there's a family and they pray for children, they pray for a child, and they are listening to this message that says you will receive if you only have faith. And I know that they can get really disappointed. And there are a lot of Christians are deceived into thinking that, yes, they can have these riches, like we had these teachers walking with golden teeth, golden chains, and that's That's the result of Christianity. That's what Christianity looks like. And everyone gets this image. But if you really are born again, if you have the Holy Spirit in you, you think something's wrong, it's not right. I can smell some false teaching. That's how the Holy Spirit prompts that something is wrong. It doesn't really match the spirit of the Bible, the message of the Bible. Apostles, these followers of Jesus, they were free, they were liberated, they were free in spirit, and they were ready to go home any day, any minute, because this is not my home. And God has prepared the best for you, the best you can have. Better than you can imagine. And this is where I put additives, what is given to us in life. There behind my back, I don't even see them. I don't have eyes in the back of my head. The eyes look forward. And these are the additives, what has been added on in our lives. And let's see, for example, this light that shines on me is like the kingdom of God that shines. And I look towards it. And you can answer me, am I able to look in the light and look back at the same time? What do I need to do? Yes, if I turn back, if I think of my riches, if I think of my family, my children, my business, what happens? I turn away. I turn back from God. I turn my back to Him. I don't see the light anymore. The darkness comes. The fear grows. Anxiety. Worries. It grows. And what do you have to do? What do I have to do to change the situation? To change my mindset, my thoughts, my where I concentrate my mind. Just turn to God and look into Him. As these verses say, you cannot serve two masters. It's either you serve God or you serve money. It's impossible to seek and follow chase. It's impossible to chase both things. And there are nobody on earth who can do that. If it can be just illusion that somebody is serving, but because we can't really see what's deep in people's hearts. So the purpose of Christianity, of every Christian, is to know God the way He really is and to keep the faith until the end. Be faithful and keep your faith strong until the end. have faith in God, in the real living God. When I saw Valda, when she was going through these losses of children, I saw that suffering and pain in her, these tears. But she had this mindset that, God, I will still worship you. I will still glorify you. And the biggest struggle, the biggest fight was the fight for faith. It wasn't that their biggest desire was to have a child. The biggest goal was to have and maintain the faith. And keep proclaiming that you are God, you're a good father, and nothing can separate me from you. And that was the biggest desire of Christians that we read about. Even though they lose everything, riches, glory, some recognition, they felt joyful that they managed to keep faith. They have this mindset that I would rather, for example, if somebody is sick, is in the deathbed, and you know that somebody says, yes, God heals our sickness, but still, the biggest goal should not be just get well, but to keep faith in God. And not to be separated from God. And you know that even though I don't get something, what I wanted, I will keep my faith. I will be faithful to God. I will not get disappointed. I will not rebuke. Even though it really hurts, it's proclaiming that God is good. And I remember myself going through difficulties. I was singing the song all the time. And tears roll down my face, and my heart is broken, but I will still not cease to worship you, to sing that you are good, God. I will not change my attitude, my mindset. Maybe I can't explain things in my life. Why is something happening? But I will not stop to proclaim that you're good. You're good, Lord. Please understand that God, He does miracles. He performs miracles. He brings people back to life. He heals. But that's not where we should concentrate. That's not the most important thing, and it's not the purpose of Christianity. The purpose is to keep faith and know God, know who He is. And I remember one woman, she said, you know, when I was young, I lost my husband. We had 5 children at the time. She said that I don't understand why this happened, but you're good. Lord, you're good. And after a while, her son died. And she still said the same thing. I don't understand why. But still, she said, God, you are good. And after more time, her missionary daughter was in a mission, and she passed away. She died. But that didn't change her the position of her heart. And she said, I still proclaimed his goodness. I remember when I heard this story, I heard her testimony, I thought, how can she say that? I was like the wife of Job, who got angry at God. He said, how can you say that? Terrible things are happening. But that woman had a perspective. Her eyes, her vision was concentrated on God, on what is beyond, what's waiting, what's awaiting after this life. And her eyes were not fixed on this earth, on family, on some success in life. The purpose is to, as I want to repeat, that the purpose is to keep faith and know God and have a vision concentrated on Him. On Him and not things of the self. And is, yes, He is a healer. He provides. He does miracles. But that's not where we should concentrate on. These are just the things that God gives. He adds to our lives. Well, what we truly should seek is to be filled with Holy Spirit and be filled with that peace, joy, and righteousness in the Holy Spirit. And when you walk through life, you notice that sometimes our vision gets fixed on wrong things, and then suddenly we feel like the peace goes away. The peace that we had leaves, and that's a sign that you're on the wrong path. You're concentrating on the wrong things. Do not turn the back to God, because that only leads to death and darkness. I will fight my fleshly nature. And only when you walk this path, you will learn how to truly love, how to truly fulfill the purpose of God for your life. What God desires for us, He desires to teach us how to love, how to truly love with His love. So, if you're married, if you have wife, a husband, so your wife or husband is like a measure how you can achieve that goal. God is using you. God is using you for one another to teach you how to love. You can repeat after me, saying, "My wife is like a way how I can love. Is a way to teach me how to love deeply like Christ, Christ-like." Your wife, your husband is not there to satisfy every need, to satisfy and make you happy. That's not the main purpose. That's not the biggest goal. Riches as well is not the biggest purpose. When you're truly seeking the kingdom of God, you don't even see these things. You don't even notice, and you don't put importance on these things. You don't see who's wearing what, which car people are driving. You don't really compare yourself to others. And you don't really envy or are jealous. But if, yes, it's to store your treasure in heaven, be quick to respond to God's calling, to God's encouragement when He's leading you to do every good deed. Have this mindset that I'm prepared for whatever you need to do, God, whatever you are leading me, whether it's everything has to glorify God, whatever, whether you have a family or not, whether you're rich or you're not so rich. Everything has to serve God. Everything has to be to glorify Him, to glorify Him and worship Him with everything you have. That's the biggest goal. That's the purpose.